Everybody know.
This is a Rabble Podcast Network show. New voices in your head. It's Radio Free Radio.
Hello, my name is Amanda Smith. I live in Toronto, Canada, and I have participated in two YCI projects. In 2003, I went to Costa Rica for 10 months, and then again in 2006, I went to Tanzania in Africa to work on HIV education for 10 weeks.
My name is Michael Magara. I'm originally from Chenapau, Region 8, which is the interior of Guyana. And at the moment, I'm working with USAID GHAR, which is the Guyana HIV Reduction and Prevention Project.
Everybody know in Burma, no one is allowed to publicize. This was a hard feeling.
So at the end of January of this year, I arrived in Tanzania in the capital, Dar es Salaam, for my training. And after training, we were located to Morogoro, which is an agricultural community about 3 hours west of Dar es Salaam. I'm not sure what the population is, but there is a fair amount of people. It's a city that's kind of rough around the edges. It's not really known for its beauty or infrastructure, but actually it's nestled in between the Uluguru Mountains, so it was kind of beautiful in its own right. We had a beautiful view to look at, and the clouds would come in over the mountains, and we were lucky because of all the agriculture, we had quite a nice diet of fruit and vegetables.
Guyana in itself is culturally diverse. It's a country that has like so many different cultures, even though you have a small population. In the interior of Guyana, you find more Amerindian. And their culture is very simple. It's a culture where they share. It's a culture where they live communally. They live together in villages. And, like, to work with them, with me, I feel it's easier. But first, I like coming into these communities as a stranger, you need to get to know the people. You need to meet them at their level. And don't try to impose yourself upon them. Because the minute they see you aggressing, you know, see like you're very aggressive, you might create a wall that, you know, can be broken down.
Taking the time to walk through the community and shake hands with people and say hi to people was very helpful and was really encouraged of us to do as foreigners, because there's no way we could go unnoticed. Certainly not me with my white skin and blonde hair, that's for sure. But it was good. It was a challenge, but that's kind of, you know, that's why it's called Youth Challenge International. There's no doubt about it. Stumbling through Swahili and different customs and cultural differences.
Understand them for who they are and kind of accept, because like their culture is one very friendly, where they like to share things with you. You know, they offer you something, you know, you accept it. That's the culture that they live.
Shaking hands, saying hello, asking how you are, and being invited into a person's home, or being asked to try a meal they've just cooked, a meal which could be some sort of rice, fish, heads, weirdness, and you eat it. I did. I struggled with the fish heads, but everybody laughed, and it was very welcoming. Most of the time, things were, like, fascinating.
Sometimes, like, you coming down here from up there in one of those modern countries, coming to a country like Guyana, you might see the cultures different. Like, coming into Georgetown, for example, you might, you know, the kind of music is different, the kind of food is different, the way people talk, it's different. So it's about kind of just going with the flow. You know, people would want to talk with you. Yeah, just be easy.
Our priority as a team in Morogoro was HIV education through sustainable projects. We sort of had different departments, those that centered on education and actually working in schools. We had sort of medical-based department, a legal aid department, and then an arts and drama department, which was where I specialized in, but I helped out with the different departments. And the idea was each one of us, I'm referring to the Canadians that went down, had a special skill or interest to contribute. And what they would do, and in my case, with an arts background, I went and started working at the youth center in Morogoro, and the youth were very interested in drama and dance and drumming, in hip hop and rap music. So I took the skills and knowledge base I had from that and worked it into what the youth wanted there.
Sounds like after leaving school, say the age of 15, I kind of like working with young people, youth. My first job actually was as a teacher, a science teacher at Imadi Secondary School. And this like gave me the opportunity to deal with young people who were like almost my age group.
So once I met them and started hanging out with them and having conversations and dancing and drumming, I made a contact with an HIV educator who was a local-based Tanzanian, and invited him to come and give a workshop on HIV education. At the same time, I invited a professional dance and drama troupe to come and also give a workshop to help the kids improve their skills in the arts. So in this two-day package, they were able to get more traditional and modern arts training, as well as a refresher and greater knowledge and awareness of HIV education.
In 1998, during the month of October, there was a group of challengers from Youth Challenge International. They came into Mali to do a project there. And like they started, like they had a youth skills summit where they had young people from different parts of the region come together in Madhya, and they did work on HIV, AIDS, career guidance, and other stuff. And I think that might have been the starting point in my life for working with HIV and young people.
The hope with that was, as I sat back and watched it happen, because I was less a teacher, more a facilitator, was that they would be able to further develop and grow with their art skills, and at the same time carry with them strong messages about HIV, be it protection or living with or stigma, and incorporate that into their dance and drama, and hopefully continue to perform for other youth and other people in their community. So the whole idea is you get a core of youth that learn these skills, and they show other youth. Other youth become interested, and they show other youth, or children, or their parents, or their grandparents, as long as the message keeps going and going out into the community.
The following year, you had another group that came in, and like I continued working with them, supporting them in the work that they were doing, and it was through them, too, that I got involved with Youth Challenge Guyana. And I was trained as a peer educator with Youth Challenge Guyana. And I started working more with these groups. Like whenever these international groups come into the area, I would work with them.
Most of the youth I worked with came on their own volition to the youth center every day. They would walk, ride their bikes, however they could get there. They were incredibly enthusiastic and willing, like sponges that wanted to learn, wanted to be there, wanted to know about me, about Canada, about what I thought of Tanzania.
The people seeing that these volunteers coming from so far away, the educators to help us learn more about HIV and stuff, you know, it motivates them in that, you know, they want to come hear what these people got to share.
Every day, no matter how hot it was, because it was hot, they were ready to dance or talk or participate in the workshop. They were very inspiring in that they unconditionally just wanted to learn and wanted to be there.
And in 2004, the last group that in Inter Mario, they told me about, you know, working with you challenge, you know, like going on projects, you know, into various parts of the country and continuing doing HIV/AIDS workshops and stuff like that. So that got me interested, and I applied for a position with them, and I went on a project. My first project, I went in May 2004, I did my first project as a group leader, taking international volunteers into the field to do HIV/AIDS workshops.